Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. This is the Principles of Prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty in your life, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, my name is Ann Strickland, and I want you to welcome you to this program tonight, wherever you are in the world, because tonight you're going to understand more clearly that the God is the God Almighty of blessings. He wants you blessed. And I want you to, he wants you to understand it. I want you to understand it so that you can move from where you are into a greater. Even if you're being blessed now, God is the God of increase. So if you're already blessed, he wants to bless you more. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for the people that's under the sound of your word, under the sound of my voice. And I want to thank you for using me to bring them into your will, your kingdom to come, your will to be done in their lives, in the name of Jesus. So, El Shaddai, that means the God Almighty of blessings, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. It says you are the, he's the blessed one who nourishes and supplies. He's all bountiful and all sufficient. In the name of Jesus. The name that seals the fact that God is a God of prosperity and abundance. He wants you wealthy and rich. You are supposed to have heaven on earth. The scriptures confirm it over and over and over again. It is his will for you. And God has done his part. He first of all gave us Adam. Then he gave Adam and told Adam what to do. To increase, increase. Everything in the word is increase. Take over. It's yours. Then there was Abraham. And he told Abraham, I'll bless you to be a blessing. To all the nations of the earth are blessed. Then there's Noah. Now he gave Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus fulfilled his assignment through his obedience. And the Holy Spirit is now doing his part. Then why are we walking in God's will of prosperity? Why? There are several reasons. Ignorance of the word of God. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish from the lack of knowledge. The next one is disobedience to the word of God. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The third thing is unbelief of the word of God. People think that prosperity is sin and poverty is humility. The next thing is laziness. Laziness enduring the word. The word says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. The next one is the fear of failure, Joshua 1:8. So when God formed man, he gave him dominion on the land. It was all good and perfect. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And that's what he told Adam. Abraham and God came into a covenant, a prosperity covenant. All of Abraham's descendants would prosper. God promised him this. These are blessings. Abraham was a blessed and was a blessing. When the earth was destroyed because of sin, God gave his only begotten son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come and die for us, that we would have life and that more abundantly. Jesus suffered and died after teaching the word to the disciples. for them to teach all over the world. And Jesus, after he was baptized and was led into the wilderness for 40 days and nights, and he was tempted by the devil, he came and preached. Luke 4:18 said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." And that was, you don't have to be poor anymore. So God throughout the word plainly shows his will toward his covenant people. People who have received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, they should be living the great life. It's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. You have to know that you're supposed to have a surplus of prosperity. The blessings of the Lord shall open to you his good treasure. That's what he wants to do. Deuteronomy 28:12. You shall lend to nations, to many people, but you shall not borrow. Deuteronomy 15:6. God remembers his covenant with Jesus, his son, and meets our needs financially as his very own sons. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always have an all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. This lets them know that we're supposed to have more than enough in order to be a blessing. His desire is to bless us. Job 36:11, he says, "If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure." 3 John 2. You're hearing these over and over. The Bible was written one time. That's why you're hearing repetition. So don't say she said that over and over. Yes. You're going to hear it over and over until you get it in your spirit and know and have faith and start believing. Have faith. Believe what the Word of God says. Believe that you are successful. Believe that you have the power in you to get wealth and the ability to establish the covenant. Start believing. And as you believe it in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, you're going to see the manifestation of it. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." There are people out there who's heavily anointed and broke. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, and see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you would not have room enough to receive." And he said, "I will rebuke the devourer for your sake." You know what that is? All those unexpected expenses, things happening that you didn't expect, that you weren't prepared for. All kinds of sicknesses and things coming in your body, and you're going to have to spend all the money to go to the doctors, and all these different things has happened. He'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's a serious promise. It's a challenge. He said, to prove God. Wow. You know what that is saying? God said, "I bet you. Prove me. And see if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive." I'm seeing this thing happening. He's doing it. He's bringing people together. People are being blessed. I'm being blessed. And this is just the beginning. Because he wants to make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He wants to look and say, "Those are my children. That's my son. That's my daughter. Look at them. They represent me. They represent kingdom. royalty, royalty, dominion, homes, nice homes, the best of everything. We're supposed to have the best. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is filled with the word proven that it is God's will for you to prosper. So start saying, repeat this after me, start speaking the word, speak the word. Psalm 115:14, the Lord shall increase me financially, more and more me and my children. Speak it out, speak the word. Speak it. 3 John 2, I pray above all things, God, I thank you that I'm prosperous. I'm in good health. And I thank you that my soul prospers. Isaiah 119, say it this way. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I am willing and I am obedient. I thank you that I shall eat the good of the land. So now that you are aware of who you are in the kingdom of God, lay hold of these truths and walk in the abundance that Jesus Christ suffered and died for you to walk in. Because now is the time. We're in the season now, in your life now, to start reaping the harvest. But you must have the faith. You must have the confidence. You must be willing to obey the word of God. And start speaking with authority about the abundant life. Because God wants to, all believers to come before the throne of God with boldness and authority and to actually claim that it's rightfully theirs. The price has been paid by Jesus, our Lord and Savior, for believers who live one lifestyle only. A life of victory. Everybody on earth who lives outside of God's abundant life, which is a life of riches, if you live outside of a life of riches, a life of health, a life of wealth, a life of knowledge, if you live without that, a life of peace, a life of comfort, a life of contentment, and a life of patience, everybody that lives outside of that kind of life is outside of God's will. Because you haven't received the word in your spirit or didn't know the word. See, it's the truth that you know that's going to set you free and the faith that you walk in. So if you're living outside of what this is, this list of things, you are outside of the will of God. Because Jesus paid the price for one lifestyle only. He paid the price. And that lifestyle was that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So change your thinking. Change it. Start thinking, I am healthy. And that's what I'm doing now. When people say, how are you doing? I say, I'm healthy, wealthy, anointed, and whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Say it till you see it in the name of Jesus. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you don't have abundance in every area of life, there's something wrong with your thinking. So change it. You need to change your way of thinking and fit it in with God's word. Because God's not going to change. He's not going to change his word. See, God wants you to live an abundant life. He wants that. That's your blessing. That's the reason he says, I want wealth and riches in my house. As long as a person seeks the Lord, God makes that person prosper. He will make you prosper too. But you have to seek him. Now, if you ever get hung up on religion or your church or your business or your family, you're on your way down, not up. And if you ever lose the authority you have in Christ Jesus, you are on your way down, not up. Because sometimes seducing spirits and doctrines of devils come in. Now, how does that person lose his or her authority in him? Here's the scripture. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. So you have to understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, that God is a God of faith. He's not some other kind of God. God loves all human beings exactly the same. No big shots and no little shots. God loves everybody the same. And God is moved by one thing, faith. Faith is believing in a God you can't see. It is believing him when you don't feel a thing. That's called faith. Faith. What is it? If you can thank God for something he has promised you before you ever see anything, that is called faith. The Bible says that faith is not seen. If you demand to see something before you believe it, that's not faith. You cannot please God that way, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. So when you get to the point that you cannot believe him or thank God for something before you see it, you break the connection of faith before you and God. God stops finding favor with you. But you're going to continue to believe God. I want to go back to one thing here, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, that comes, wow. It comes, you know, there are religions, different kinds of religions and things, and people focus on the doctrines of devils. And they think they're doing right. They take a couple of words out of the Bible, a couple of things out of the Bible, and they wait and watch. And then they come under these rules and regulations and laws. There are people who, you know, you have to do this today or you can't. And then they're just focusing on those certain things, and that's where their minds are, on certain jammed up. I mean, just your mind is just stuck, waiting to see somebody do something wrong, waiting to see somebody come in with earrings on, or waiting to see somebody come in with in pants, waiting the woman to come in with pants, waiting with all that stuff. All these man-made laws, waiting for somebody to do something different. That's all you focus on, instead of focusing on the goodness and love of God, the blessings of God. And the Word of God does say, on the Sabbath day, rest. Rest. And some people have made a religion out of it. And but they can't focus, and they're waiting for somebody to break that instead of looking at the goodness and the love of God and how he wants to bless you. If you had an animal and he was about to drown, and it was the Sabbath that you're resting on, would you let him drown because you can't go get him? Yeah, a lot of just, you know, we're taking, because God is a God of love, is a God of understanding, a God of common sense. And some of the things we get hung up on, what are you going to eat and what are you going to do this? Some of these things, and people spend their lives focusing on that instead of the love of God. And the peace and being able to help people and to be able to do things that they're supposed to be doing. the word of God. Because God wants you to have a better life. He doesn't want you to be hung up on being in bondage. We are free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Start walking in that freedom of peace. God didn't say you're going to be perfect, perfect. That's why he said, I forgive you. I love you. You're my child. I'm not sitting waiting for you to mess up on this or not do that. He wants to bless you, he wants to love you, and he wants you to not live under any condemnation. And he doesn't want you walking around trying to figure out whatever wrong everybody else is doing. He just wants you to focus on him and his love and peace and joy. That's why he suffered and died through his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we might have a life of abundance, a life of peace, a life of joy, and not be enslaved with the law. He came to set us free. And again, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So walk in the spirit of freedom. Walk in the spirit of peace. Walk in the spirit of abundance. Walk in the spirit of joy. Walk in the spirit of blessings. Because that's where he wants you. Blessed. He wants to bless you. He doesn't want to curse you. He's not sitting around waiting for you to do something wrong so you can be cursed. That's not his spirit. Meditate. So start meditating on the word, on the good word he tells you. Love human beings and fight the devil. Glory to God. Speak the word. Speak peace. Speak love. Speak joy. Whatever good things. Start focusing on good things instead of on the negative things. Let the negative fall behind. Everybody's been through something, but you don't dwell on it. You don't live on it. You count your blessings. And if you look to see how many blessings you have instead of how many, you know, people can have a great life, everything can go along very well, and suddenly one thing will happen, and they just dwell on that one thing all the time, one thing. They forget the blessings and dwell on that one thing. Instead of being grateful, they want to just, well, this happened, this happened, this happened. And never forget it. Never forgive. And forgive. Walk in the spirit of forgiveness and love. And start speaking it. Start speaking. Love. Start thanking God. Walk in an attitude of gratitude. Because what I see, the more I thank God, the more I have to thank him for. Even when things go wrong and then it gets straightened out, I say, thank you, Lord. And then I continue to dwell on the good things and keep thanking it. And that's where you have to live. Live in an attitude of gratitude and watch how God will continue to bless you and bless you and bless you. I bless God for these many years of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because your word says, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. Psalm 103 says, you shall renew your youth like the eagles. He didn't say when you get old, you're going to be decrepit. You're just going to have arthritis. The word doesn't say that. Nowhere in the word. Man gave that to people. well, you know, you got a certain age, this is going to happen. No, he didn't say that. How old was Abraham? How old was Sarah? How old was Moses? How old was Joshua and Caleb? When he said, give me my mountain. They were just getting started. And look what they conquered. The other people who had the fear, doubt, and unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness of 40 years until they died off. But the people who came in agreement with the word of God that told them, no, go get it. Go conquer the land. They believed the word of God. They didn't care how old they were. They were in their 80s and 90s. And that's where I am now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you say with long life I'll satisfy you, because I'm just getting started. I tell people, you know, life begins at 84. I'll be 84 in a few weeks. Next week, I'll be 84. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not ashamed of that. The devil has taught women to be ashamed of their age. No, I'm proud of my age. I thank God for it. And women should say, you know, life begins at, and I tell people, say, life begins at whatever age you are, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and watch what happens. You'll have a new way of thinking, a new way of living. Things will start happening for you. But if you think you're dead or think it's over, life is over, that's what it's going to be, over. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's scripture. I'm telling you. Woo! Glory to God. So I just want to thank God for you listening to my message. I want to thank God that you know that you are blessed to be a blessing. And because we serve a God almighty of blessings. El Shaddai. He is God of more than enough. The God of blessings. Just start knowing who he is. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you start knowing and knowing how he wants to bless you, and I'm telling you, he keeps blessing me and blessing me and introducing me to different ways of life, different things that's happening now in my life and I'm doing now. And I want you now, I'm telling you, if you know anybody who, if you're going on a trip, and you're going on vacation or cruises or anything, I am now a travel agent. Yes. So go on my website, Ann Strickland. A-N-N is www.annstrickland.paycation.com. Book your hotels, your airlines, your car rentals, whatever, through my website. You pull it up and you get blessed. You'll be blessed because it's discounted rates, very good discounted rates. Go to the website. Read everything there. And you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. And tell people about it. www.annstrickland.paycation.com. And watch, it's the same in the line with Priceline. In the name of Jesus, God has blessed me to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. Glory to God, your representative. So I just want to thank you and make Jesus the Lord of your life. And Jesus is Lord. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for being obedient and receive your blessings. Just every day say, I'm blessed. I am blessed by Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen.